Blackstone Audio presents Two Logs Crossing by Walter D. Edmonds. This book is read by Mark Turetsky. Nobody in High Falls had ever put much stock in the Haskell family. They were poor, even in a backwoods settlement like High Falls, where living came hard. People said that the Haskells were shiftless. "They don't get anywhere," they said. Charlie Haskell had never stuck to anything, and now it looked as if his son, John, was going to turn out the same way. He was getting tall for his age. He had outgrown his shirt, and his hair needed cutting. But now, as he came along the village road with a string of trout slapping against his bare legs, it didn't occur to him that people might disapprove of him. He had been up the Moose River for 2 days, fishing the runs below the clefts, and the fish in his string were big ones. When he noticed the people eyeing him, he thought it was because they felt envious of anybody who could bring in fish that size, and he let them slap a little harder against his legs as he approached the store. There wasn't anything to take him into the store, so he kept on towards home, figuring that he would get there in time for his mother to use some of the fish for dinner. He passed the last house, and then the road began to peter out, until it was no more than a track in the grass along the riverbank. The Haskell place stood at the end of it, and the house and barn had a kind of miserable, tumble-down look, even for a poor town like High Falls. About their only advantage was that you could see over the river from the yard between them to Judge Doan's place, if that was an advantage when the roof leaked and the pig fence broke and let the pig into the woods. But John didn't take notice of the looks of the place. His two sisters were on the porch as he came up, and he held up his fish for them to see. And when Lissa, who was the next oldest to him, said their mother had been wondering when he would get back, he hung his pole under the porch roof and went inside to the kitchen, where their mother was getting dinner. The brush had been allowed to grow close up to the windows, so the kitchen was kind of a dark room. But with the fire going, it seemed all right to John, and he was glad to be home. He slapped the fish on the board beside the dishpan and said that the biggest would go all of 3 pounds.